USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia is testing its intercontinental ballistic missile. The country's defense minister saying the Sarmat launched on Wednesday. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying later the United States did not consider it a threat since Russia had told them prior. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin held an event and meeting with Poland's defense minister at the Pentagon on Wednesday. Secretary Austin praises his Polish counterpart for helping deliver financial and military aid to Ukraine during the ongoing Russian invasion.
You have performed the absolutely essential role of facilitating the delivery of security assistance from the United States and other NATO allies and partners from around the globe.
The CDC is asking the Justice Department to appeal a recent decision saying masks are not required on planes, trains, and buses. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The United States Army has awarded contracts for the Next Generation Squad weapons that will replace the current firearms and cartridges used by the Army. At the Pentagon, Army Brigadier General William Borough says soldier feedback has been positive.
One key challenge my office and the Army faces is equipping the warfighter force with a new caliber of ammunition. The Army has not introduced a new caliber for about 65 years.
The weapons boast improvements in accuracy, range, and lethal capacity. They are also lighter, have less recoil, and other improvements. A new study finds that smartwatches can track the progress of COVID-19. The University of Michigan-led study took data from more than 2,000 Fitbit given out to U of M students and medical interns. The research found that the infection was traceable through the wearer's heart rate and could even show how sick someone was. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroose. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are expressing concerns about an increase of illegal immigrants at the southern border if the Biden administration lifts Title 42, the health directive imposed under the Trump administration to keep illegal immigrants out of the country during the pandemic. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is no fan of rescinding the act and believes the administration wants open borders.
Some people say, well, this is just another foolish idea by an administration that has become famous for foolish ideas. And I'm not sure I agree with that. Sometimes when people act like they don't care, it's not an act.
An execution set to be carried out by a firing squad in South Carolina won't happen for now. Richard Moore's attorney, Lindsey Vance, says the stay will allow for issues involving the execution to be reviewed.
This is a case that we really feel never should have been a death penalty case, and so it deserves further review to determine whether he should even be executed at all.
The state Supreme Court has stopped Richard Moore's scheduled April 29th execution. South Carolina hasn't executed an inmate in more than a decade. And finally, if you're a Powerball player, Wednesday's jackpot sits at just over $350 million. The drawing set for just before 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.